Going to do a sensational dramatic presentation today. Recently, there was a low-budget television production of an ageless story, and we have spared no expense in bringing it to the airwaves, as this morning the Camoex Little Theater of the Air on As Your Stomach Turns brings you The Man in the Iron Mask. Put you in the mood, early
France. That is stirring.
Stirring, and you're both playing royalty today.
Oh, of course.
You were Princess Farfalina at one time.
But now I've moved up to queen.
Today you are, I know a guy. Today you're a queen, Miss Blue, that's right, and you are a king.
Yes, goody, goody for me.
One thing, can you do a little French dialect?
I can't. I really can't, and I only really have one dialect, and it doesn't really fit the role as my Southwestern dialect, and it's probably not going to fit well into this script.
A lot of the...
However, I will come up with something.
French language is done in the nose. You'd be a great...
I can't do Ronald Coleman. I wish I could. But if I could, man, yes. I've got the nose for it, right?
You could do the French Revolution in that nose and have room left over there for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Well, it's a pretty exciting prospect, and we'll move on to that in just a moment.
When was the last time you rode a bi-state bus?
Never rode a bus.
Never?
Rode a streetcar.
Open every night and open Sundays in Illinois.
Come on down to Grand Forks.
As Your Stomach Turns, a dramatic production that asks us each a different question and always supplies a new and provocative answer. As Your Stomach Turns stars Jack Carney in the title role as Tiki Jack, soldier of fortune, handsome opportunist, 39-year-old citizen of the world, a man known at the gaming tables of Monte Carlo, the finest clubs in London and Paris, and the most remote islands of the South Pacific. Friend to kings and brigands alike, Carney, because of his personal charm and magnificent physique, is respected and revered by all who cross his path, except, of course, by those who prey on the weak and the frightened of the world. For Carney is a friend of the downtrodden and oppressed, and his life should serve as an example to all of us as we listen to today's episode of As Your Stomach Turns.
Well, Robert, you've been begging for a starring role in one of our productions, so you are included in today's performance.
Is this another Western?
No. No, this, as I mentioned, is a period piece. It's an adaptation of the timeless story of the Man in the Iron Mask.
And I suppose I play the man in the mask who has no line.
No, not at all. Clarence plays the poor, unfortunate heir to the throne who has been imprisoned in the mask. You play his evil half-brother, who has perpetrated this foul deed. You are King Louis XVIII, and Clarence plays your half-brother, Robespierre.
That's better than I expected. Now, who rounds out the cast?
Well, I play the hero, Count Pomplamoose, and Miriam plays the queen, Queen Melisandre of Verona. She alone knows your foul deed and wants you to free your brother because she has always loved him secretly.
Do I get to wear a costume?
Of course you do, Miriam. We all do. Now, this is your long dress, and Bob, this is your firkin.
I beg your pardon?
Just slip into this and wait a minute. Here. Take your sword.
My sword?
Take your sword there.
Do I get a sword?
No. Now put down that bowl brush, and let's see. Here's your costume. Everybody has their costume except Clarence.
Wait a minute. Clarence can't wear that. It's a lard can.
Look, Bob, there aren't a lot of iron masks kicking around, and besides, this is radio.
Well, I realize that, but there are no holes in that thing.
And it still has some lard in it.
All the easier for Clarence to slip into the thing. Here, Clarence, put this on and read a few lines for us.
He says he can't see his lines and he can't hear his cues.
Well, the lines aren't too important since I can't understand what he's talking about anyway. But we'll have to do something about his cues.
Why don't I just hit him in the can when it's time for him to talk?
I beg your pardon?
Well, I'll just wrap his lard, the lard can, every time he has a line.
That sounded a little better.
Yes, I wish you'd try to get into this role a little more. After all, you are the King of France, you know, and you have to watch your language.
I'm sorry.
Now, as I was saying, the play is cast. Each of us has their costume, and I will set the scene for Act One of The Man in the Iron Mask. The year is 1721, and the scene, the French royal palace. Queen Melisandre of Verona is at the breakfast table awaiting King Louis.
French pastry, French toast, French fries, French postcards. Sometimes I wished I had never married King Louis and had stayed with my family in Verona. But then if I had, I never would have met Prince Robespierre, who disappeared just 5 years ago at the same time that the Lord Can disappeared from the kitchen, and who I secretly
love
and always will. But hark, my heart must be silent. I hear the king approaching. Good morning, Your Excellency.
Oh, good morning, madam. Mon Dieu, they have starched my firkin.
Hush, Your Excellency. Please remember the children.
Madame, may I remind you, there are no children, and probably never will be if they don't stop starching my firkin.
What is that, Your Grace?
Nothing. Here, let me kiss your hand. Oh, drat, what was that?
At last, Your Highness. I forgot to remove my rubber gloves.
Oh, well, it is of no matter. Tell me, what is on the royal schedule for today?
Not a great deal, Your Excellency. Count Papalasso.
Now stop. Poplamoose. Straighten up, Your Excellency. Count Poplamoose.
Count Poplamoose has requested a royal audience.
Never. He knows I shall not talk to him, for at this very moment I know that he plots my overthrow and the elevation of my nitwit brother Robespierre to the throne.
And what of Robespierre, Your Lise? Where could he possibly be?
Ah, my dear, you are so young. I have never told you this before, but I feel now that you have become my queen and learned to love me desperately that you can be told. You recall when Robespierre disappeared on that Christmas morning 5 long years ago?
Yes, I do remember. And I never did believe your explanation for his sudden disappearance.
You mean about his being thrown out with the Christmas wrappings? Well, I told you that because I didn't feel you could cope with the truth. But now, my dear, I believe you can.
Tell me, Your Lordness, where is your brother, the handsome prince?
Handsome, you say? Well, you shall soon see. I've sent the captain of the guard to the royal dungeon. My handsome brother awaits without.
Without what, your lordship?
Without what? Why, without the door, you silly goose. Guards, bring the prisoner hence.
Yes, and bring him here, too, so the queen may see him.
Yes, of course. So now, my dear, you see before you the handsome brother, as you called him.
Whom is this man, your crownness, who stands before us wearing a lard can and a rumpled furskin?
This is my half-brother, Robespierre. Speak, Robespierre, to your king and queen.
Maybe if you had applied...
What?
Maybe if you had tapped his cane.
That's his iron mask, yes. Yes, my dear, I shall do that. What did he say?
He said that he is the rightful heir to the throne and that someday your evil reign will be overthrown.
He said all that, did he? Well, whack him again, my dear.
He said that this very minute, he awaits the heroic Count Rapamoose.
Go on.
Who will free him from his mess and set him once again on the throne of France?
Small chance of that, my dear. When Pamplemousse, otherwise known as Rapamousse, comes to the castle, you shall answer the door and tell him that I am away and that you will not admit him to the castle. What did he say that time?
He didn't say it.
Well, what did he say that time then?
He said he thought he heard the door.
Alan Kenny, that mask intensifies his hearing.
No, you... No, your wrongness. He says he has Lord in his ears and no sound can slip by him. He also thought he heard you say, uncanny.
Look out the window, my buttercup, and see if it is indeed Pamplemousse without.
Without what, your turbulentness?
Just look out the window.
Yes, it is he, Prince Pamplemousse, awaiting without.
Without what?
Well, he is wearing a suit of armor, but is without a horse. He seems to be riding a large dog.
A dog? How strange. Hurry thou thither and tell him I am not in the castle and I shall converse with Prince Robespierre.
Aha! Your royal nastiness! It is just as I feared. You have imprisoned the young prince in a mask of iron, but I, Count Pamplemousse, I think that's it, shall rescue him and restore him to his rightful place on the throne of France.
Pamplemousse, it is you. You've gotten past the queen, but no matter. We shall settle this once and for all with our swords.
Ha! Ho! Ha! 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 Evil devil that you are!
Take that! Take that! I am run through. Alas, I am dying. Where is the queen?
I am here, your awfulness.
Well,
why,
little girl, why'd you let Pamplemousse into the castle?
Well, you know, I told you he was wearing a suit of armor, like a knight.
Yes, yes.
And he was riding a big dog.
Yes, yes.
Well, your frightfulness, I just couldn't have a knight out on...
Wait, do that again. Leave. I just couldn't. That's a big line.
Well, your frightfulness, I just couldn't leave a big dog out.
No, no, do it again. One more time. I just couldn't leave.
I just couldn't leave a night out on a dog a day like this.
Dog like that.
What did that ninny say?
He said he didn't want to be in this play in the first place.
As a much-needed public service, KMOX has presented another inspirational episode of As Your Stomach Turns. Join us again when we rejoin Jack Carney in the title role as Tiki Jack, handsome 39-year-old soldier of fortune, respected by all who know him, enemy of those who prey on the weak and helpless, the lonely and afraid, the downtrodden and oppressed. Tiki Jack, whose life should serve as an example to all of us on As Your Stomach Turns. This is Bob Harding speaking, and I really didn't want to do this.